From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nearly 300 people were killed, 1,700 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. The casualty figures are expected to rise. Turkish officials say 9 people were killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. Dorian Jones takes a look.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Since the Ankara bombing, security forces have arrested scores of Islamic State suspects across the country. Some claim to be senior members of the group. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States and Indonesia have agreed to deepen cooperation. President Barack Obama met Monday with Indonesia's President Joko Widodo for talks at the White House. He says those talks are a part of U.S. efforts to rebalance toward the Asia-Pacific region.
We talked about our cooperation in the counterterrorism area. Indonesia has been a very important partner, and we are continuing to work together, not just on the security elements of counterterrorism, but also countering the message that comes from organizations like ISIL.
President Obama. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum, that because of what he calls very poor turnout. This is VOA News.